Dave and Fanula.
With Tesco.
Weekdays from 3 to 6.
We've got to find out who will play in the All-Ireland Hurling Final 2026. Galway versus Limnock. Leah Hogarty, producer of this show. Hello.
Hello, Dave and Fanula.
What do you want us to do?
I want us to go to Galway on the Friday before the All-Ireland Hurling Final and do an outside broadcast like we did from the Abbey Hotel in Donegal this time last year before the football one.
Yeah, which a day that goes down in our memory. Honestly, one of the best days we've had in the show. It was fantastic.
It was amazing. The result didn't go the way of Donegal, the way that we wanted it to go, but it was a brilliant, brilliant day. Okay, Leah, you are a Roscommon woman who straddles up to Galway when it suits you when they get this far.
I absolutely do straddle up to Galway. I love a day out in Croke Park and supporting Galway is my way of doing so.
Fanula, you're a Galway woman. You're all on for this.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, just All-Ireland buzz in general is fantastic. Like, I wouldn't have counted myself anywhere near supporting Donegal until we went up and saw in the flesh what the pre-All-Ireland buzz was like last year. And now the fact that it is going to be Galway who have it to look forward to in the hurling at least. Like, why wouldn't we? The crack.
So let me just look at my calendar here. So that would be the Friday the 17th of July, somewhere in Galway before the All-Ireland.
Preferably Loughrea. I think it's a good, strong hurling town. Okay. Loads of clubs around it. Let's get out of the city for once and try get into a good town.
I'm going to be honest with you, lads. I couldn't be arsed.
Why?
I don't think the buzz is there for the hurling as it is the football.
What?
I'm happy for us to go to either Mayo or Louth, depending on who wins that, the Friday before the All-Ireland football final. I just don't think the same love is there for the hurling. I don't think the same crack is there and the passion is.
Did you not see the post-match scenes? Did you not see and hear N17 being belted out in Croke Park? Did you not see the groups of young lads? I'm sure there's a few young women in there too, above on Hill 16, loving life.
Have you ever even watched a game of hurling? It is the superior sport.
It's
out
not.
Of the two.
It never grips me as much as a mediocre game of football.
Ah, come on.
No.
That's probably because you don't understand what's going on. With all the love in the world,
do we all?
Not fully, to be honest, but I know it's gripping. Like, to say, I don't even really want to go down, oh, hurling is better. I'm not going to be Donal Cusack here saying, I don't need to crap on football in order to know that hurling is, in fact, a more enjoyable watch. Most of the time. I think you're getting a bit of recency bias, Dave. Football with the new rules has come on in leaps and bounds this year. We've had spectacular games and we probably haven't had the same level in hurling because hurling has stayed more consistent over the years.
It didn't have the lull. Because there's about four teams that play for the All-Ireland every year and then two other teams get absolutely hockeyed. And outside of that, who gives a damn about hurling? Whereas 32 counties, even the likes of Leitrim, we will take a mad notion that maybe we can win Connacht this year. Maybe we can go on a run. Look what Louth are doing. Whereas there's about four hurling counties and that's it.
No, I think there are, well, there's definitely more than four, by the way. But you're right, it isn't played to the same extent in counties because it is an innately more skillful game. It's harder to play, so that's why it hasn't taken off to the same extent because football is a much more accessible game.
Okay, listen, hear me out. If we are to go to Louth or Mayo, whichever one gets into the All-Ireland, that will capture the imagination of the country. Donegal being in the All-Ireland last year, yeah, Donegal was mad. But it also captured the imagination of the country. Galway being in the All-Ireland hurling final this year, it's big news in Galway. Fair play to them. It just doesn't capture the imagination.
It does. It absolutely does. They didn't expect to get to the final.
You're from Roscommon.
I know. And I can still appreciate the art that is hurling.
Exactly. That's why it's a proof of how good hurling is that Leah wants to come over and support Galway in it. There absolutely is a buzz. There are hurling, good hurling people in a lot of pockets of counties who...
Good,
you just don't
people.
Have them in Leitrim, but you need to be able to appreciate it for the sport it is too.
All right, Donal Logue.
Compare me to Donal Logue.
You're the Donal Logue of football,
yes.
Is what you are. So, like, oh, I have to crap on hurling now because if you truly believed, if you're confident in football's superiority, you wouldn't feel the need to tear down the beautiful game of hurling.
What is the superior game for the vast majority? it is football, I believe. If you disagree, then so be it. 087-1-102-107.
We still have to do an outside broadcast before the Hurling on Ireland.
Are you going to book in a show that we have to go to Galway to talk about hurling?
Yeah, we need you.
Which is an inferior game to football.
We need to show you how great the supporters of Galway are, and they get behind that hurling
team. All right, okay, maybe they're passionate. I can't see it. I think they're out for a day out like yourself, Leah.
But you're everyone's out for a day out in the GA. If people weren't on for a day out, then stadiums wouldn't be filled. If you were relying on true and utter diehard supporters to fill stadiums,
like
that
me.
Wouldn't happen. Like you.
Like me.
What? How many games have you got? No, you're not even going to go down that route. You hopped on the Donegal bandwagon, as we all did last year.
Hold on.
Because
hold on.
The fun
hold
of
on.
The build-up to an All-Ireland is amazing. We all want a bit of it.
I'm doing my Joe Brawley. You are calling me unpassionate, despite me being a man that went to Carrigan-Shannon to watch Leitrim not score a point in the first half versus Wexford.
And you're saying, so you're trying to claim that was still a better game than hurling.
When you know heartache like that, come back to me. Hey!
Dave and Fionnuala.
With Tesco.
Weekdays from 3 to 6.